Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 7 regarding Gene, G-E-N-E, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Gene Davis is a 39-year-old male who reports he was in there to work on both 9/15/20 and 6/16/21. Appeared on the first occasion a 250-pound storage shelving unit fell directly on his spine. Appeared this caused him to then fall. Appeared he believes this was on camera at the time. Appeared as a result he believes he injured his neck, comma, thoracic, comma, low back, comma, left shoulder. But did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including anterior cervical discectomy and fusion on his neck on 12/23/20. Appeared he understands his final diagnosis to be neck surgery, comma, herniated discs that were multiple, comma, multiple herniations in the whole spine, comma, pinched nerves, comma, facet joint syndrome, comma, and more that he can't remember but are in the reports, period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. He had 3 months of rehabilitation after his spinal surgery when workers' compensation coverage stopped. Period, he completed his course of active treatment in April 2021. Period, he also explains that on 6/16/21, while on light duty, he was raking. Period, the rake got caught on a root. Period, the police took him to the workers' compensation doctor. Period, he then saw pain specialist Dr. Kwon, K-W-O-N, on his own again. Dr. Kwon again. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Davis revealed. In approximately 2011, he sustained an injury resulting in a bulging disc in his lower back. Period. This was treated with physical therapy, after which he was fine. Period. After receiving treatment for the current asserted injuries, he did go for treatment on his own with Dr. Rainier, R-A-N-I-E-R. Period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Davis underwent a lumbar MRI on 10/31/20 that was not compared to any prior studies. Period, its results will be inserted here. Period, on 11/2/20, he underwent an MRI of the cervical spine that was also not compared to any prior studies. Period, on 12/22/20, Dr. Woods performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, he followed up postoperatively and participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 3/30/21. Period, deemed he did not perform the FCE with maximum effort. Period, nevertheless, he was found to be able to work in the medium physical demand category. Period, put this in bold, insert the symptom activation paragraph for FCEs here. New paragraph. On 7/9/21, Mr. Davis was seen by Dr. Molter, M-O-L-T-E-R, for bilateral lower extremity pain. Period. He is getting diffuse pain on the left greater than the right. Period. He was being seen for electrodiagnostic testing. Period. Dr. Molter performed this study of the bilateral lower extremities. Period. Those results will be inserted as marked. Period. His overall assessment was lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He saw Dr. Molter again on 7/23/21. When upper extremity electrodiagnostic testing was performed. Period, those results will be inserted here as marked. Period. New paragraph, pain management evaluation was done by Dr. Kwon, K-W-O-N, on 7/12/21. Period. He continued to report pain affecting multiple areas of his body. He had pain radiating to his head, including the frontal aspect vertex and occipital area. He also had pain shooting across the trapezius, mid-back pain, lower back stabbing pain, and pain radiating into the left lower extremity as pins and needles and stabbing sensation. But he also complained of aching abdominal pain. He rated his pain level at 9/10. He reports 100% disability for general activity, etc. Dr. Kwan referenced the results of his MRI and electrodiagnostic studies. He also performed a clinical examination. He ascertained a history of gastric sleeve surgery in 2018. His overall assessment was thoracic sprain and lumbar sprain. He wrote, imaging studies indicate no new findings. EMG of the lower extremities was consistent with patient's prior history of a lower back injury. The finding of a chronic reticulopathy without evidence of acute on chronic findings. But the physical exam was inconsistent with the subjective complaints and observed behaviors. But as far as pain management was concerned, the patient had reached maximum medical improvement. There were no targets for injection. He recommended EMG of the upper extremities for completeness. Based upon his surgical history, you expect the EMG/NCV study to be abnormal. He also concluded the petitioner could return to work full duty from a pain management perspective. He did have a medical marijuana card that apparently was initiated prior to the injury. Dr. Skinner performed another neurologic consultation on 9/2/21. He noted the petitioner injured his lower back at work on 6/24/11 and was seen by Dr. Skinner previously on 8/24/11. He at that time revealed absent knee reflexes but preserved ankle reflexes and normal strength and sensation. He performed EMG and CV the lower extremities on that date that were normal. He had already undergone lumbar MRI on 8/3/11. He also had a CT of the lumbar spine without contrast on 8/6/11. Mr. Davis related the original work injury of 9/15/20. He also described the incident of 6/16/21 when he was raking. Dr. Skinner made comments that will be inserted here as marked. New paragraph. Prior records show the petitioner did undergo a lumbar MRI on 8/3/11 at the referral of Dr. Roman. Those results will be inserted here. There was no documented indication. The only documented indication was low back / buttocks. Physical exam. Extremities upper, motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres without crepitus, but abduction elicited tenderness. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Combined active extension with internal rotation was full bilaterally, but on the right elicited a hyperreactive response and him exclaiming, quote, SHIT, end quote. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower, deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. The rest of that section is normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery, but preserved left outer curve. Paired active flexion was to 45 degrees and extension to 50 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation was full to 80 degrees. Paired side bending right was to 25 degrees with tenderness and left to 35 degrees without discomfort. Paired the rest of that section is normal, thoracic. There was global tenderness of palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral inspection revealed striae consistent with his weight loss after bariatric surgery. Paired eustachy lost 100 pounds as a result of this procedure. Paired he had global tenderness of palpation throughout this region, sparingly sciatic notches and greater trochanters. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees elicited hyperreactive hip pain complaints, but no low back or radicular symptoms. Paired he had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired impressions. Gene Davis alleges to have been injured at work on both 9/15/20 and 6/6/21 as described above. Paired. He underwent an extensive course of treatment. Paired he quickly underwent cervical spine surgery. Paired he had a history of prior lumbar spine issues. Paired he did treat for his lumbar spine as well. Paired he underwent electrodiagnostic studies of both the upper and lower extremities. Paired he participated in an FCE on 4/5/21, in which he demonstrated submaximal effort. Paired Dr. Kwan ultimately concluded no additional treatment was necessary and that the earlier EMG was negative for findings. Paired Dr. Skinner saw him as well and ultimately concluded that the EMG was within normal limits. Paired he, however, that is completely contrary to the opinion of Dr. Mulder of the Rothman Institute. Paired the paragraph, the current examination found there to be significant functional overlay. Paired he had full range of motion of both upper extremities. Paired he had hyperreactive responses to active right shoulder extension with internal rotation, as well as supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Paired there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either the upper or lower extremities. Paired had global tenderness of palpation throughout the lumbosacral and thoracic regions, also indicative of symptom magnification. Paired trunk torsion maneuver was also positive for this disorder. Paired he had mild to moderately reduced active range of motion of the cervical spine, but Stirling's maneuver was negative. Paired the paragraph there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the cervical spine. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left arm or shoulder. Period. End.